little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So just to go around the group now and thinking about the things that we've tried to achieve with today, particularly just reflecting on the things that you're going to do differently, that would be helpful. Tiad, if you could tell me a little bit about what you're going to do differently.
Well, now I have a better understanding of functional presentations, if I can say. Therefore, better explain it to the patient.
Yeah.
That's the main thing, yes.
I think kind of letting the patient know that in functional symptoms that they are real symptoms and that you're acknowledging that, but just their reason for feeling them is maybe different, mm-hmm. and getting that through in a way that's acceptable for the patient, but that's probably going to take a bit of practice, I think.
Yeah.
And also just knowing that we don't always have to fix things, and that sometimes it's okay, like you said, to leave things in a mess,
yep.
as long as you've been safe in doing so. And that'll take a lot more pressure off us, because I think sometimes it's just in our head from medical school, we need to fix this and have a solution, and that's not always the case.
No, that's very important.
I think all those things that have just been said, and also just that last point about giving the patient the hat back, like, let them run the consultation to a point and let them figure out for themselves what's going to help them in the long run, and just be there to guide them in that process rather than giving them all the answers, because you don't always have them anyway. No. So
the decision covered my suicidability of the patient, and that I felt confirmed by changing the practice, and it's gave me quite a bit more confidence on how to assess the people.
Mm-hmm.
And physical persons and physical symptoms was very well covered, you know, and it's robust, mm-hmm. what we talked about. And it was great.
I think about from what everything that the colleague said, I think anything also important to remember is during the consultation is to put yourself outside the context of the consultation, just to observe the consultation, because you're acting as a conductor of the consultations rather than the patients lead the consultations.
Yeah. To allow you to keep organized.
To keep organized, time management efficient.
Yeah.
So that question about within a functional disorder, trying to get the patient to tell me about how that symptom feels to them, to allow me to then contextualize the symptoms that they got and why they could be linked to a functional problem. But I really like this idea of not saying that it's psychological, but that it's saying that it's your brain that's not working in the right way, and it's misunderstanding signals or over-interpreting signals. And I think I'll be practicing those a bit more to see what works better. Because I certainly know that when I give patients a label with some functional disorders, they've been searching for a long time. And if I can give them a definite understanding of a functional disorder, oftentimes I see a lot of patients who have fibromyalgia, and if you give them a basic thread of an understanding of how the disease process works and what works to help them work on the symptoms and improve the way that they feel about it, it can be enormously empowering. So giving an explanation, I think, is going to be the key to that. Mm. We've done a lot about assessing suicidality. We've got a model for that and a way to hang that. And we did quite a bit on keeping a structure within a mental health consultation. But one of the keys that we seem to have been given is when dealing with personality disorders, is recognizing that there's a personality disorder and allowing ourselves to look after ourselves and giving control back, or giving responsibility for the problem back to the patient, to let them know that, okay, they've clearly gone through a lot to get there, and maybe DBT could be a useful modality to help people climb out of it. But also then giving them ownership of the problem, and they need to take some responsibility for it, rather than just giving it to us.
Let's hear it for our GP. improving, risk removing, no confusion.